Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise. That's a lyric from the musical Les Mis, shared by the woman you are about to meet, Mary Best.
We looked at the samples, and everything was what we thought it was, except your appendix. And I said, well, you know, what was it? And I had had a 1 centimeter stage 1 carcinoid cancer tumor on my appendix. So it was totally found by accident. She just said, we need to get you scanned to make sure it's not anywhere else.
From Roswell Park Cancer Institute, this is Cancer Talk. Mary Best graduated college in December of 2013 and set out for New York City with big dreams like many before her. Mary was ready to conquer the world, but she experienced symptoms which were starting to affect her daily life. Concerned, she decided it was time to see someone.
I went to an urgent care facility in Manhattan near my work, and they recommended I get an OBGYN to go look at everything and make sure I was okay. So I ended up going to many different appointments to scan this and that and see, you know, is it, you know, cysts or is it, you know, endometriosis? What could be going on?
Endometriosis is an often painful disorder in which tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus, the endometrium, grows outside the uterus, causing pelvic pain.
So what happened was I went through a couple of ultrasounds, and my doctor, she's incredibly friendly and just very honest, and I really liked her. She recommended we do a laparoscopy, which is just an easy surgery where they make very small incisions and send a scope camera in to look at everything. And she said she was expecting to find endometriosis, and if they find any, they want to get rid of it.
So Mary went in for the exploratory surgery, and it turned out she needed her appendix removed. She was supposed to be back at work after a 5-day recovery period, but on the last day, something wasn't right.
I actually started feeling incredibly nauseous and feeling really sick, so I had to go back to the doctor. They thought I have an infection from surgery. So they pulled the labs from what they had taken out of me from surgery, and she was kind of saying, you know, well, we looked at the samples and everything was what we thought it was except your appendix. And I said, well, you know, what was it? And I had had a 1 centimeter stage 1 carcinoid cancer tumor on my appendix. So it was totally found by accident. But because they were doing the surgery for endometriosis and not something else, they weren't sure if there was any more. So she said, based on her knowledge of the cancer, which was very limited because it's not a cancer that's researched or known much about, and it typically occurs in older adults, or it's not symptomatic until people are in their late 40s or even later in life. So there was, you know, nothing to go off with that kind of a plan. She just said, we need to get you scanned to make sure it's not anywhere else.
Not knowing if the cancer had spread and facing uncertainty, Mary packed up and moved back to her hometown of Buffalo. Friends in the area suggested she contact Roswell Park Cancer Institute.
So I met up with a great oncologist who did his residency at Roswell, and he recommended I go there for scans as well for second opinion, because they really had never seen this kind of cancer in such a young person.
Mary was diagnosed with a neuroendocrine tumor. Since this was so unusual, doctors had to determine if it had spread.
So I went through colonoscopy and endoscopy. I've been scanned every which way, had to drink all kinds of weird radioactive whatever to get these things checked out, and that took about 3 months to go through all of those things.
Scan by scan, Mary was tested.
And then at the end of July in 2014, so, you know, a few months after the initial surgery, I was given the all clear. You know, they couldn't find anything else, and I could officially say I was in remission.
The cancer was found during an unrelated surgery, which turned out to be a fortunate break.
Had I not had that surgery, which was totally optional, my doctor was really great about not pushing to have it if I didn't want to, but it was one of those things where I said, you know, I'm having this pain, you might as well do it. And then next thing you know, they're finding this thing which depending on, it's a pretty slow growing cancer, and because it usually doesn't get to a symptomatic stage, which is 3 or 4, you know, for another 20 years, who knows how long it could have been until they found it, if they ever found it, you know?
Mary is now giving back and is a guest blogger and advocate for the Roswell Park Cancer Institute Survivorship Center.
It's just been really wonderful to be able to connect with all these other people, and it's, you know, now they're not just other people from my group. Everybody's becoming friends. We're developing these great relationships and helping each other out. Like last one time, you know, when a new person comes and sometimes they're scared or they're dealing with things that they don't, you know, their friends don't understand, but like we all do. It's just such a comfort to have that there. And the physician in charge of the young adult program is very involved in the Survivorship Center. So every time we meet, she'll have a new list of things that they are ready to offer and we can start using, like free counseling services and some of the holistic remedies, like we can have acupuncture done all for free. And it's just a lot of these things that we would really like to take advantage of, but a lot of the times, you know, all being young adults, we don't have access, you know, we don't have all this money that we've had saved up that we could take care of an emergency like this. You know, everybody got hit at a really hard time in their life to have to deal with this disease in the aftermath. So just all of the different things that they're offering, even just for free. And, you know, there's no worry. All you have to do is go to the same place you go. You've been going for years with all these great people, and they're still taking care of you.
To read Mary's blog and for more information, visit roswellpark.org/cancertalk. That's roswellpark.org/cancertalk. You're listening to Cancer Talk, presented by Roswell Park Cancer Institute. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.